In January, two pilots in the Illinois Air National Guard are scheduled to face the military equivalent of a grand jury for a friendly fire incident over Afghanistan earlier this year. In April, the pilots, mistaking Canadian soldiers for the Taliban, dropped a bomb, killing four Canadians and injuring eight others. The pilots are accused of manslaughter and assault. Such charges are rare in friendly fire cases, raising questions about why the charges were brought in the first place. Kelly McEvers reports.
Around 9 o'clock on the night of April 17th, a Canadian battalion assembled near Kandahar in an irrigation canal. They began training exercises with live ammunition. Two U.S. pilots, Harry Schmidt and Bill Umbach, were returning from a long mission in their F-16s. An airborne warning and control plane, or AWACS, flew within radio range. Charles Gittens is Schmidt's attorney. He says Schmidt reported seeing flashes from the ground.
He advised the AWACS that he had surface-to-air fire, and they were told to hold fire, need more details. Major Schmidt descended to get them that information and identified what he believed to be men on a road firing at them. It fired again, and Major Schmidt said he was rolling in self-defense. AWACS controller said, copy. Harry dropped the bomb.
And then, seconds after it was too late, the AWACS plane radioed back, scram south, friendlies in the area. Just 2.5 minutes had passed from the time Schmidt saw the first flashes. Military investigators say Schmidt acted too quickly, and Umbach, his commander, should have stopped him. The rules of engagement in Afghanistan required the pilots to fly away from the threat. As he watched the 500-pound laser-guided bomb hit its mark, Schmidt radioed to Umbach, I hope that was the right thing to do. Me too, Umbach said. The incident sparked outrage in Canada. The situation worsened when it took President Bush 2 days to publicly apologize. Lloyd Smith's 26-year-old son, Nathan, was killed in the blast.
Not a minute goes by that we don't think of him. And as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at his plaque of remembrance in my backyard that I've installed in his memory.
Smith is the captain of an oil tanker off Nova Scotia. He says if an accident occurred on his watch, he would stand up and take responsibility for it.
You always struggle with that question, why? I guess the only one that knows why is the pilot that released the bomb.
3 days after President Bush met with Canada's prime minister to discuss border issues, the U.S. pilots were charged with several counts of manslaughter, assault, and dereliction of duty. They face a maximum penalty of 64 years in prison. 2 weeks after that, Canada toughened its stance on Iraqi leader and U.S. archenemy Saddam Hussein. Senator Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois.
Certainly because of our close relationship and friendship with Canada, I think that we are really looking at this case more closely than we might in another circumstance.
The pilots have yet to speak publicly. They have hired civilian lawyers and raised more than $100,000 for their defense.
And we do have some live auction items. We even have Chicago Bears football tickets for tomorrow on the block.
Hundreds of supporters recently filled an airplane hangar in Springfield, Illinois. They bought raffle tickets, pork chop dinners, and T-shirts that say, "Support, don't prosecute our pilots." Local veteran John Russo served in the Korean War. He survived friendly fire from Marine warplanes.
You can walk up to any veteran out here that's been in combat, and he'll tell you that he's known of or been in friendly fire. It's a fact of life in combat.
U.S. soldiers have been involved in friendly fire incidents in every conflict since World War II. The first time a U.S. serviceman faced criminal charges was 1994. 26 soldiers from four countries were shot down over northern Iraq. The accused soldier was later acquitted. Harvard professor Scott Snook wrote a book about that case. He says that over the last decade, it's become more difficult for soldiers to know the enemy. Troops are trained to be warriors, but then told to be policemen. In Schmidt and Umbach's case, he says, criminal charges could help curb the warrior mentality.
Maybe it's a good thing in that it may put a dent in this overly aggressive, macho, Top Gun fighter community that leads them to make these kind of errors. On the other hand, you have to at least wonder how many people will die in the next high-intensity conflict if we have timid F-16 fighter pilots concerned about making that split-second judgment call.
The pilots will face a military grand jury in January. Snook says the decision in their case will affect future combat procedures and how the military deals with friendly fire once it occurs. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.